So make sure that you're in a comfortable place, that you're not going to be disturbed. Turn your phones off. Make sure that anybody in the house knows that you're to be left alone for half an hour or so. This is your time. Make yourself comfortable, either lying on the floor, lying on the bed, or sitting in a chair, however you want to be comfy. And make sure that you're warm enough. And settle into it. Just settle down, settle into it. And just feel the ground underneath you. And feel yourself letting go. Let go of the outside world, just for now. Just breathe easily and quietly. Just feel your breath. And if you have any emotional charge or any deep chatter that won't go away, just blow out gently through your mouth. Just blow. And feel yourself just letting go of everything. Maybe do it again. Let your eyes close softly. Be aware that your tongue is loose. Feel how that relaxes your jaw. And just let go. So to cleanse and balance all our chakras, we start by picturing a flow of white light. And this white light is passing through your head and slowly, slowly travelling down the front of your body, through all your chakras, to the root, and then back up from the root to the crown. It's an oval shape of white light running around your body. As you breathe easily and quietly. Now, can you take your awareness to the base of your spine, the base of your spine, your tailbone, your coccyx. Notice if there's any warmth or coolness here, or even any lack of feeling, just the base of your spine. And imagine, I'd like you to imagine a strong taproot extending deep into the core of the earth, coming from your base, and just let it go down deep into the core of your earth. And when it feels strong, just wait for it to feel strong. Just breathe deeply. And as you breathe in, imagine deep red energy flowing upward through your taproot. And as you breathe out, feel this spreading into your root chakra, into your base. This is our foundation, our sense of survival, our sense of safety. So this deep red energy is coming up through the earth and spreading into your root for your solid foundation to keep you safe and secure. It's a warm and powerful and nourishing energy. And allow your root to be bathed in this energy. And notice how you feel as the energy keeps coming up with your in-breath and spreading with your out-breath. Just notice how you feel here. Can you allow yourself to feel safe and secure? And now imagine your taproot being drawn up, back up from the earth, and it's going to sit at the base of your spine. So now we have our solid foundation, we're moving up, and we're coming into the pelvic area. This is the area of our creativity. It's called one's own abode. And its symbol is the moon. It has all the qualities of the moon. Intuition, feminine, water, flow, going with the flow, ebb and flow of life. So now imagine that you're sitting in front of an expanse of still water, and it might be the sea or it might be a lake, you choose. Total peace and calm. Total peace and calm. And the water's surface is lit by a silvery glow of the moonlight. And the disc of a full moon rises slowly and sits above the water. And you can feel the effect of the gentle glow of the moonlight. It's like a balm to your senses. And there's a silver pathway across the water to the moon. And you feel so full of light that you can take this path. And your feet are skimming over the water. And as you get closer to the glow of the full moon, you feel all negativity and sadness and anger just dissolve away. And the air is cool. It feels cool, not cold, just cool, and it's gently fragrant. And you are at peace. And then feel your feet back on the ground, and you're back where you started, still watching the moon. And you watch now as it dips below the horizon. So now we move to the next station, the next chakra, the solar plexus around your navel. And this is all about our own personal strength. It's about sun energy. It's our storehouse. It's our storehouse of energy. And it's our storehouse of our own personal strength. And when we lose that strength, we feel weak and depleted. But we can bring it back. So imagine again that you're sitting outside and it's just before dawn. So there's no light, it's quite grey. And again, you're facing east, you're facing the horizon. And as you watch the horizon, the sun just starts to come up. And as it peeps over the horizon, it starts to light up the landscape around you. It's like it's colouring it. So the grey starts to be painted out into colours. And the higher the sun rises, the more your landscape becomes coloured. The deeper, richer. And the sun rises and rises, and you can feel the warmth from the sun coming into you. And when the sun is completely up and there's a big golden ball, the landscape is coloured. And you can feel the energy of the sun, and it's coming towards you. It's coming like a laser beam. And the laser beam is directed straight to your solar plexus, to your storehouse. And it's recharging your batteries. It's recharging your energy. Just feel the energy from the sun like a laser beam. Recharging your batteries. And as they recharge, they're sending a glow throughout the whole of your body. They're recharging the whole of your body, every single cell, until your body is just glowing. It's glowing. It's glowing golden. Feel the cleansing and the tingling and revitalizing effects of this golden light. Feel it dissolving negative thoughts and emotions and just leaving you full of light. Enjoy this part. And now we're going to move to the heart center, Anahat chakra, it's called. So we have our solid and safe foundation. We have our creative chakra going with the flow. And we have our own sense of strength. So we can move into the heart chakra, which is the seat of unconditional love. Unconditional love. So we're in the heart area, and imagine a small green shoot pushing up out of the ground. It's pushing up like a bulb in springtime, and the shoot is being drawn upwards by the warmth of the sun, and it sends tendrils out, and the buds open. and spread into leaves. And the plant becomes a rich profusion of green. It's expansive and vital. And it's growing. And as you watch, something new happens. Right in the center, right in your heart space, a central bud forms and it looks different. And watching, you see it open. And it opens beautiful pink petals. And it opens in your heart space. Beautiful pink flower just unfurls. Enjoy the contrast of the rich green and the pink of the flower that's blossoming and blooming in your heart. And let this symbol relax and restore your heart chakra. And just can you feel love here? Just remember love and feel it. We're going to move it into the throat. So this is the seat of our communication. Not always do we speak our own truth. Sometimes we have things that we want to say that we don't say. So we're going to picture a waterfall, because a waterfall helps the flow of energy. The idea of a waterfall helps the flow of energy through your throat, and it helps to dislodge feelings of being stuck. And it can release emotional constrictions here. Picture a waterfall plunging, crashing over a rocky outcrop. It goes down to a pool and then onto a smooth flowing stream. And they're very noisy, our waterfalls. Hear the sound. See the swirling patterns that the water makes in the pool. And feel the soft vapour on your face. So go into the water and stand under the waterfall. And feel the power of the water washing over your face and your neck, washing over your body. And feel this energy pouring through your throat chakra, and it's clearing out any blockages. And it's moving stuck feelings, things that you want to say. Just feel it. Let the energy pour through your throat. Let all the stuck feelings go. And when you're ready, just step out onto the bank and rest. And breathe. Just breathe in and out. And feel the openness of your throat. How do you feel here? Now we move to the eyebrow center, or just behind the eyebrow center. This is Ajna Chakra, and it's the seat of our intuition, our deep wisdom. So we picture a night sky, deep indigo, inky blue night sky, scattered with stars. And somewhere in this night sky, there's your special star, your spiritual home. And finding it will enhance your intuition, which comes to you through Ajna Chakra. When we come to our intuition, when we allow our intuition to flow, we start to live from our own truth. So picture the night sky, deep purple. There's a cool sense of peace. And you just contemplate the infinite space. Let Ajna be open and calm and receptive. Let your wisdom travel the night sky and find the one star that draws you. What does it look like? Is it pulsing? Is it brighter? Has it got rings? Find your star. And just sit there. Just sit with your star. And notice what information or impressions or feelings come up. Just notice. Just let it all happen. And just notice. Don't discount anything. Take a breath in and out. Have a little stretch to bring your awareness back to earth. And now picture a beautifully faceted teardrop-shaped diamond. And it's above the top of your head. And notice all the colours it reflects. And all the colours start to merge and become a brilliant white light, crystal clear. So it's above your head and it's placed in your crown chakra. And this light is going to shine down through your crown and through the whole of your chakra system, down your spine. And it's going to energize all your chakras, all your energy systems. And the light will go down into the earth. Feel yourself centered and bathed in this white light. And being centered means feel your core, but you're spreading out and wide open. Now, we're going to go back to the root. We're going to go through the chakras and just close them down. So we start at the root, the base, the colour's red. We move up into the pelvis, where the colour's orange. To the solar plexus, the navel, it's yellow. Your heart is green. Your throat is blue. Between your eyes, deep indigo. And above your head, there's a ball of violet light. Now we're going to let this violet light just come down again through your chakras. Between your eyes, your throat, your heart, navel, pelvis, and your root. So this is just closing your chakras down, not totally. It just keeps them open, but not overactive. And just see how you feel here. Practice this often. It'll be different every time you do it. The more you do it, the more balanced and centered, and the more knowing of yourself you will be. And this is the gateway to healing on all levels. When you're ready, just start to make little movements. Feel the ground underneath you. As your eyes open, let the world come into you. A couple of breaths in and out. And then be ready to go about the rest of your day. Thank you very much. Thank you for being here. See you next time.